We're doing the Drashot Haran. We're up to page Resh Yud Zayin in the Mosader of Cook edition. The Ran had quoted Maimonides' opinion that for any mitzvah you do, you get a portion in the world to come. And Maimonides had said this is a tenet of the faith, that you do a mitzvah, one of the Taryag mitzvos, you do it right, then you get a portion in the world to come. So that was Maimonides. And then he quoted from the Talmud where Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion asked, do I have a portion in the world to come? And he was asked in return, did you ever do anything extraordinary? And he said, yes, I once had a mitzvah that I did extraordinarily well. And that was the mitzvah of tzedakah. I once had a situation where I had tzedakah money and I had my own money and the two got mixed and I gave them both to charity. So this idea was, he was being asked, do you have any mitzvah that you did impartially, that you did on in a perfect way? And the Rambam says, when you could do a mitzvah in a perfect way, without being partial, without having any interests, without having any gain or benefit, so then you've done the mitzvah right, then you have a portion in the world to come. And this is a very, very important point to Maimonides. But, says the Ran, I think his proof doesn't really prove it, because Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma knew that Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion did a mitzvah in his life. What was he asking him? You know, the great Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion, he asks him, tell me, did you ever do a mitzvah? No. What he was coming to say is, you're asking me about your portion in the world to come, give me an example, a sampling of your mitzvos. What are you going to say? Like Maimonides says, once in his lifetime he did a mitzvah right. His whole life he's doing mitzvahs, but he only got it right once. No. So the Ran says, it's not that way. What he was asking for is, give me a sampling of your level in performance of mitzvos in a general way. And so he says, I think the way it works is as follows. We have 613 mitzvos, and every one of them has its wages. But there are different wages for different mitzvos. You have certain mitzvos that have great wages, and you have other mitzvos that have low wages. And the Torah didn't want to tell us what the wages are for each one, because the Torah wanted us to do all 613 diligently. That's what the Midrash says. So the Ran says, according to what I just said, so then it could be that if you did one mitzvah right in your whole life, you'll merit the world to come. And it could be that if you did other mitzvos, you won't merit, because it could be that there are other mitzvos that don't have that power, that you just did that mitzvah, you put tzitzis on once in your life, that's it, you're going to get to the world to come. No, it could be there are mitzvos that aren't that powerful, that they don't carry that weight. And it could be that for a mitzvah like that, Hashem says, okay, you did that mitzvah, I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back that you won't have cavities. I'll pay you back that you won't have diabetes. I'll pay you back with something in this world. Who says that every mitzvah merits the world to come? Maimonides says that, but the Ran says, I'm not so sure. It could be that there are some mitzvos that don't carry that weight, that they're not that powerful, and God says, I'll pay you back in a way in this world and not in the world to come. And that would be included in what the Talmud tells us in Kiddushin, that a person who has more merits than demerits, than sins, so he's like someone who fulfilled the whole Torah. The Ran says that's with regard to that, but what do you see? You see that the Talmud says I gauge a person completely. Does he have more merits than faults? Does he have more merits than sins? It doesn't say does he have one mitzvah. It says that I gauge the person as a whole. So that's where we left off, where the Ran differs with Maimonides. Maimonides says every mitzvah gets you to the world to come, and the Ran says maybe not. Maybe there are mitzvahs that will only get you goodies in this world or some other way that God will pay back, but not in the world to come. אבל אין ספק שיש קצת מן המצוות שהן גדולות הערך ורבות הגמול, but undoubtedly there are some mitzvot that are very valuable, and they you get a lot of payback for them, עד שבמעטות מהם יזכה אדם לחיי העולם הבא, to the degree where even if you did a few of those mitzvot, you get the world to come. V'umam b'sof makot. That's what the Talmud tells us at the end of tractate Makos. Darash Rabbi Samlai. 613 mitzvot nemur Moshe Sinai. Rabbi Samlai taught Moshe was told 613 mitzvot at Sinai. Ba David ve'midan al 11. King David boiled them down to 11. What does that mean? Obviously there are still 613. But there are 11 that are so powerful like the 613. Shneimar, as the verse says, Mizmor le David, Hashem yagu bo lecha. King David says in his Psalm 15, who gets to be in your tent? Who's going to merit the world to come? The people who have the following 11 traits. So King David took the 613 mitzvot and said, yeah, but these 11, they're the ones that really get you up there. The prophet Isaiah boiled them down to 6, as the Talmud says over there. I understand that line in Talmud as follows. Undoubtedly, King David and Isaiah and everyone else, they didn't come to chop up the Torah. Let's do some edits here, you know. Not copy-paste, but cut and not paste. Let's edit the Torah. No, that's obviously not what they were doing. Anyone who understands how Torah works realizes that no prophet is allowed to change something from the Torah. So what did the Talmud mean? What it means is the way we said. The Talmud tells us this order. Moshe said 613, David 11, Isaiah 6. Micha and then Habakkuk boiled it down to 1. Each of them meant to tell us to our benefit. Each one was focused on his generation to see where should they put their focus. I know there are 613 mitzvot, but if I have to focus the generation, what am I going to say? Moshe was at a generation where he's telling people, you focus on all 613. So Moshe didn't tell them, he didn't say a word, you know, these mitzvos carry more weight than others. He said, you guys do all 613, there's a full Torah out there. He didn't want people to say, let me focus on those mitzvos that get me more browning points. If you don't know, so you work on all of them because you figure, I don't know which one will get me more wages. And in doing so, people will be whole. So that was Moshe's intent. Moshe said, you got 613, you do them all. Do we know? We're going to learn in the Navi Zechariah Be'ezrat Hashem next week, we'll learn that for the mitzvah of tzitzis, the Talmud tells us tremendous wages. So a little mitzvah like tzitzis, and look at how big the Talmud tells us this mitzvah is. It's easy on the one end, yet it seems to have tremendous wages. We don't know. We don't know, so we focus on all 613. So when King David saw his generation, the majority of the people weren't living up to it. They weren't getting to those levels of wholeness. That people didn't know where to put a stress, so people just looked at 613 and figured, this is tough, I'm not doing it. So King David saw that it was necessary to tell people, you know, these mitzvos are essential. Yes, you gotta keep all 613. But you should know that there are the following mitzvos that are pivotal and they're so important for society. And so King David starts talking to them about being moral and ethical, and he starts boiling down 11 mitzvos that his generation had to focus on. So that's why King David singled out 11 mitzvos. Because they had a tradition that these 11 mitzvot have exceptional wages. So King David revealed that secret. Moshe kept it a secret. Moshe said they have to focus on all 613. I'm not telling them which are the ones. King David saw that his generation needed that shot in the arm. So he said, guys, you know these 11, you know how important they are? So he revealed it to them. Obviously, he still expected they should keep 613, but he wanted them to be more diligent in these areas, and they'll merit the world to come. Even within those 11 mitzvot, they're not all equal. Some of them have much greater wages than the others. King David kept that a secret. For the same reason that Moshe didn't say anything about any of the 613, he wanted people to work just as hard on all 613. For that same reason, King David didn't reveal anything about the 11. כי כמו שהיה משה מקווה מאנשי דורו שישלימו תויג מצוות, ובזה היה עולם רב התועלת, כמו שביארנו, Moshe figured I gain a lot if I keep it a secret, because people will focus on all 613. כן היה דוד עליו השלום מקווה מאנשי דורו שישלימו אלו 11, and that's what King David hoped would happen with these 11, ולכן נעלם ברוב השכר של האחד מ-11 על חברתה היה רב התועלת. That's why he had to keep it a secret between the 11 מצוות, which has greater wages than the others. וכאשר חסרו הדורות עוד בימי ישעיה, then the generations went down and down. And we hit a generation of Isaiah 2 centuries later. Isaiah saw that this isn't working. They weren't living up to those 11. If he could tell people, I want you to focus on this, so then people will be more diligent and that'll help them in keeping the Torah. So Isaiah came along and said, okay guys, let me tell you, out of the 11 King David said, there are 6 that they focus on these 6. Obviously keep 613, but recognize that these 6, you got to really put your strength to them because they're the ones that will get you to the world to come. In the days of the prophet Micha, he saw that people need to be more focused, and he boiled it down to 3, with the same intent. Keep all 613, but realize that these 3, they're the essence, and they're going to get you there. V'ashalosh amar Micha hen. So what did Micha say? What are the 3 mitzvos that Micha boiled it down to? Asot mishpat, do justice. So that encompasses all of the idea of honesty. Avat chesed, love kindness. So then comes as being a good person, kind to your fellow man. That's ne'alechet im elokecha. Be modest with your God. So our sages explain, v'rabtenu darshu b'ze, asot mishpat elu adinim. Avat chesed zug milut chesedim. That's ne'alechet zotzat amit v'achnasat kala. Justice, kindness, and taking care of the people who need your help, be it those that are deceased, be it the bride. The Talmud then says a fortiori. The Talmud says if the Torah warns you to be modest about things that ordinarily are done overtly, obviously the Torah also warns you to be modest in what should be modest. רצו בזה כי גם דברים שלא יעשו אלא בפרסום, כי גם דברים שנהגו לעשותן בשמחת החתנים, אין ראוי להרבות פרסומם, אבל ראוי למעט הפרסום כפי היכולת. והיה ראוי לפי זה לאחר שפשט המנהג לדרוש השם בעת החתונה, שתעשה הדרשה בבית החתונה, כי אפילו בדברים שאין דרכם לעשות בצנעה, אמרה תורה והצנע לכת. So God wanted us to be modest in what? In doing a wedding? Yes, says the Ran. Even a wedding. When they used to have a custom that when they had a wedding, so then the chassan would get up and give a speech in front of everyone. The whole community would get together and he'd give a speech. The Ran says, no, let him give a speech in his own house. You see that when you have something, even something that's worthy of happiness, you don't have to go and publicize it to the world. You don't have to go to the obituaries page and publish, I'm getting married this week. You have to, okay, then. Not obituaries. You have obituaries. That was a purposeful. At any rate, so the Ran says, you see, there were 3 pivotal points that the Prophet Micha stressed to the people. He said, 1, justice; 2, kindness; 3, modesty. And these are the points he stressed. If you want to know what are the powerhouse mitzvot that will get you to the world to come, these are they. So you have 613 mitzvot you have to live up to, but you should know that at the core of the mitzvot, there are those that will get you to the world to come, and these are the three. We'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.